Namaskaram listeners, this is Yashwini Yogi speaking and it's 6:30 PM here in Hyderabad. It's been a very satisfying day for me. That's because my yasa repeats. Well, I literally cracked it, I would say 95% of it. Well, only the ninth lap, I do not know. I just got 3 minutes 11 seconds. For my 800, pretty surprised, and I guess that was because I was not focusing on my breathing pattern. I went into hyperventilation mode, and that could have resulted in me getting such a poor one, because most of the workouts I was focusing on complete nasal breathing and rhythmic, of course, and trying not to hyperventilate. And one thing I've found personally is that if I hyperventilate, my speed actually slows down and I fatigue faster. So I always like to breathe in slowly. I like to take longer breaths even during my fast intervals. And that I feel conserves me a lot of energy and I'm able to focus and use that energy on my legs. Otherwise, if I hyperventilate, I've also seen that my heart rate shoots up faster and I am not able to meet those paces. So it's very clearly visible from the ninth lap that my heart rate was around 147, which was the highest in all the reps, and that was because I was hyperventilating. I was so eager to finish off strong that I actually forgot the basics of rhythmic breathing and trying to stick to the plan that I was. And the 10th lap, I literally told myself that, you know, you are going to focus on breathing and nothing else, and trying to make sure that your body is relaxed as possible. And that was a good rep. So I think I could have got a very good timing if I had not got way too carried off or diverted. I can say that. Nonetheless, getting 3 reps, or I think 4 reps, inside 3-minute mark was the highlight of today's workout. I feel very happy and confident that, you know, sub-3 is definitely looking like a big possibility. The more I train, the more I work on the basics, the more I work on trying to focus on my nutrition, my recovery, and of course, mobility, flexibility, strength. My training has been very different from what other people have been training. Other people, when I say other people, I'm talking about people who are training for sub-3s. They always go in for a very high mileage, around 80 to 120 kilometers a week. You know, so which is quite a high mileage, and my mileage is around 50 to 60 kilometers per week, which is not too high. And most of my run basically is around a 32 kilometer long run that I do on Sundays. So that has been my way of training in and building in that endurance over a period of time, and I think that is the right way to approach it, because it really helps me feel stronger and better. I'm trying to not go into this race of trying to put in a very high mileage and then suffer a breakdown. Of course, I do not know how much time will that take for me to reach a sub-3, but definitely I feel this is the right approach, a much better and conservative approach, so that, you know, everything is taken care of. And I always believe in overall development, you know, mobility, flexibility, strength, as well as trying to bring up your endurance and your speed together. So it has to be the right mixture, right? So when you have to have the right mixture, then, you know, you have to work on those nitty-gritties. And I feel this is the right approach that I am taking into. And I just love this concept of focusing on these aspects of it. Well, post Yasuo's, we did play football for a while, and it was great fun trying to hit the ball. I just dribbled for a few minutes, and I was completely exhausted after the Yasuo repeats to play football is really a big ask. Nonetheless, it was just something that we wanted to, you know, have fun, time pass. It was just to, you know, get over things that we normally are always too focused on workout. So just wanted to enjoy our time there. And after that, we came back home, and today was idli and sambar. So that was my breakfast. And after having breakfast, I did work for some time and took a power nap. Very good power nap, I would say. I was feeling fresh after that. I feel power naps really enable me to bring in the focus and not make me feel fatigued throughout the day. And I like these periodic breaks that I take, so that it brings in that focus, that commitment that I'm actually looking forward to. So that is very, very important for me. The next thing that's very important for me is nutritional aspect of it. I do focus a lot on my nutrition, what I'm eating, what I'm doing, what I'm thinking, how's my mood, because all these things really impact the performance. And being aware of yourself, being aware of what foods suit you, what foods do not suit you, and of course trying to experiment with the right kind of supplements is very, very important. I feel I've not yet started off with Ashwagandha and Arjuna, but I think the day I start, I think from November onwards, I should be in a position to start the supplements again. I think the performance will go a notch higher, definitely, for sure. So that I'll be ready for the season, which I'm aiming for Jan, Feb and March. So these are the 3 months that I'm targeting to achieve my target of sub 3. So that is the focus, and I'm going to start my supplementation maybe from November onwards, you know, so that I'm in target for a good finish and meet my target. So I'm really obsessed with this sub 3 thing, sub 3 project. And it's very, very important for me, because I feel that is going to really drive the way I create training plans for my trainees. Basically, I'm following the same training plan that I give my trainees, and that should also give them a lot of confidence that, you know, they are getting the best workouts that they are that will help them move forward in the best possible way. Well, that said, I was also looking into mindfulness and my Zero to Dangerous course, where I was talking about the differences between mindfulness and flow, which I touched upon yesterday also. And I feel, you know, the more we are mindful, the better we are able to work, the better we are able to focus, the better we are able to take the right decisions. Your intuitive level improves, you become more intuitive in your decision making, and of course you remain calm a lot more than you would naturally be. And I've been using the temporal tapping, also testing it today. Even during the run, I was using the temporal tap method to see how it works, to make my mind and body relaxed and focused. You know, sometimes, you know, doubts creep into your mind. Oh, is it too much? I'm too tired. I know, how will I do this? And using the temporal tap, I could actually get a lot of positivity in my body, in my mind, in my action, in my strides, in my form. And I think that was a very good and important factor for me to work on. Of course, I did have a lot of reviews to do, but that's a normal part of the process. Well, folks, this is how I spent my day. I just love what I'm doing. I love to spend more time on trying to research on the materials, on the latest things that can really help us move forward. And everything that we do should be towards the goal that you're seeking. And every effort should be aligned to that is what I believe, and this is what I'm working towards too. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you all had a fantastic time. I also did Sucharita's training session today, which I really loved it. She's a fabulous trainer. So don't miss out on tomorrow's Spartan Challenge. With that, take care, folks. Have a great, great week ahead. Stay strong. Keep smiling. Love and respect everyone around you. Bye-bye.